Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Tim. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I'll take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. I'm probably going to do that a couple of times this week. And right now I want to talk to you about a question. The question is, there's going to be help from the government for small business, but the question is, will it be fast enough? You know, right now, our national response to the corona pandemic, however necessary it may be, is crushing Main Street. This economic tsunami wasn't caused by market animal spirits, irrational exuberance, bad business practices, or bollock supply chains. But in the span of a month, an invisible black swan took us from robust to shut down. It's not your fault, small business owners. You didn't cause this. That's why you're going to hear me say something that I've said that I've never said to the government before. Now, today, I'm saying to the government, instead of get out of our way, I'm saying you must step up and you must step in. Right now, essentially every small business is in some level of distress, from mild to existential. Employees are praying for a paycheck. Bank drafts keep drafting, and the post office keeps delivering bills. Meanwhile, customers are holed up in their homes with their own diminishing debit accounts. This cannot last long without collapsing half of the U.S. economy, 28 million small businesses. Another month of lockdown will move us closer to this negative force multiplier. When a small business collapses, at least one family collapses, often more than one. Thankfully, Washington seems to be stepping up, and it appears to be different from the 2008-2009 period, the financial crisis, when trillions of dollars in Fed quantitative easing went to Wall Street, and the government bailouts went to big business, while Main Street got precious little. But as proof, Washington must urge to prove that they are in this, that they are really going to help us. They must urgently answer the following three questions. What does emergency small business help from the government look like? How do we get it? Will it take too long? As they talk about this help, folks, watch for the answers that they'll give you to be embedded in these three facts. First, any emergency government cash for small businesses will come from one or both of two parallel universes. The fiscal money, the fiscal help, which will be from Congress, and the monetary help, which will come from the Fed. Each of them have their own financial resources. Number two, all small business loans from whatever source require underwriting, which is the sophisticated, multifaceted process of risk assessment required of all banks to minimize making a bad loan. So if emergency cash becomes a reality, as in help this week, some level of underwriting abatement must happen. Watch for that. Number three, regardless of the source of the government-assisted loan your business receives, and I know you're hoping for that, regardless of the source, that check will come from a bank. The CARES Act, just passed by Congress and signed by the President, that's the fiscal universe, it allocated $350 billion for the SBA for small business loans. That won't be enough. But before you get excited, the rude truth is the SBA doesn't make loans. It guarantees loans made by banks. And like other loans, an SBA guaranteed loan also requires underwriting, which historically means not fast enough. This is where the Fed, with their monetary from the monetary universe, this is where the Fed comes in. Three important things to remember about the Fed universe. This is what you want to start watching for. The Fed can print money, number one. Number two, they aren't hampered by budget and political constraints like the Congress and the president. Number three, they're the big daddy bank regulators who oversee, appraise, and check and verify the quality of every business loan in America, the underwriting. When a banker wakes up in the morning, they don't know that they won't be visited by some regulator who will pore over every one of their books, every one of their loans, to make sure that they've made a good loan. One of those regulators, the big daddy, is the Fed. And that's something that we have to remember. So here's what's different about 2008 and from 2008 and 9, and it's the breaking news. The Fed this week, the Fed issued two unprecedented statements. The first statement in a memo to every banker in America, I saw the memo, including yours. The Fed said in part, regulators will reduce examination activities, especially with smaller community banks, Now, you've been hearing me for a long time tell you that you should have a relationship with a community bank. This is another example of why my advice to you was correct, and why I hope you took my advice. For 20 plus years, I've been telling you, if you're a small business owner, you must have a relationship with a community bank. Those of you who, I have to say this, those of you who have a relationship with a community bank, you will fare better. You will fare better in this crisis than your peers in the community who don't have a relationship with a community bank. So remember, the Fed is the bank loan underwriting judge and jury, and it's telling, based on that memo, they're going to reduce examination activities. They're telling your bank they're not going to gig lenders for making a coronavirus-related emergency loan that in any other time in history would have been held against them as low quality. That should speed things up. Number two, the second thing that the Fed did in announcing the new Main Street Lending Program, write that down, it's going to be on the test, Main Street Lending Program. This week, Chairman Powell, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, said, he told CNBC this, the Fed will, quote, underwrite loans going directly to small businesses, end quote. Huh? Well, that's the reaction my bankers that I've talked to have said have given me, huh? They've heard from the Fed, but it's not yet clear how they're going to execute small business loan underwriting. I'm doing the air quotes. Well, Section 13 of the Federal Reserve Act allows that the Fed to act as, quote, a lender of last resort to individuals, partnerships, and corporations. Think about that. Legal, it's legal, but unprecedented. These will create two unprecedented steps to cut through the underwriting red tape and throw emergency cash to America's small business sectors before it collapses. Hopefully that will happen. Not now, but right away. I mean, not yesterday, but today. So I want you to go ahead, get ahead of the crowd. If your business is in trouble because of the coronavirus, go to your banker today, face to face, and say this: I need an emergency business loan because we've been negatively impacted by the coronavirus. Go to your banker today and say, we've been negatively impacted by the coronavirus, and see what happens. I promise you some things will be different this time, but you're going to have to be patient with your banker. And I will say this, I have to say this before we wrap up this segment. If you were in trouble before the coronavirus, like is in default with your bank, these loans from the government probably won't help you. If you were already in trouble, these loans probably won't be for you. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie again. More to come on this topic right after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.